Chapter 5. The Vizier's Son. For the next 2 months, Aladdin counted the days. He thought only of his wedding to the royal princess. One day, his mother picked up her basket and went to the market to buy food for dinner. But most of the stalls were shut. There were bright candles hanging from the trees. A band played in the market square, and everyone was laughing and joking. Aladdin's mother was surprised. She found an oil shop that was open and went in. "What's happening?" she asked the oil seller. "Why are the stalls shut? What are all the candles for?"
"Don't you know?" the oil seller asked. "Tonight, the vizier's son will marry the royal princess. The whole town is having a party. Now, please excuse me, I must shut my shop."
Aladdin's mother was very sad to hear this news. She was angry too. She ran home to tell Aladdin. "My son," she said, "the Sultan has broken his promise to you. Tonight, the vizier's son will marry the princess." Aladdin was very angry at first.
"The Sultan promised to wait for 3 months," he cried. "The vizier's son cannot marry my dear princess."
But then he remembered the magic lamp.
"Don't worry, mother. Everything will be all right. Go and cook the dinner, and I will take the lamp into my room. I have got a plan."
In his room, Aladdin rubbed the lamp. There was a flash and a puff of green smoke.
Suddenly, the enormous genie of the lamp appeared.
"What do you want me to do, master?"
he asked.
"Tonight, I want you to bring the vizier's son and his bride to this house after their wedding," Aladdin said. "Lock the vizier's son in the cellar. Put lots of spiders and rats in there too. The princess can sleep in our best room."
That evening, Aladdin waited in his room for the wedding to finish. Suddenly, there was a flash and a puff of green smoke. Then the genie appeared with the royal princess and the vizier's son.
"Take the vizier's son to the cellar," Aladdin said, "and lock the door. Then take the princess to our best room."
The princess was alone and very frightened. So was the vizier's son. It was a terrible night. The next morning, Aladdin rubbed the lamp again. There was a flash and a puff of green smoke. And then the genie of the lamp appeared.
"Now take the princess and the vizier's son back to the Sultan's palace," cried Aladdin. "Bring them back tonight."
That evening, the genie brought the vizier's son back and locked him in the cellar. The princess was taken to the best room. The next morning, the genie took the couple back to the Sultan's palace. A little later that day, the Sultan called for the vizier and his son. He also called for the princess.
"My dear," he said to his daughter, "you are so unhappy. Tell me and the vizier what happened."
"We finished our wedding feast, and then there was a flash and a puff of green smoke," the princess told her father. "Suddenly my husband and I appeared in a strange house. I slept in the best room. My husband will tell you what happened to him."
"I had to stay in the cellar. It was dirty, dark, and so cold," the vizier's son continued. "There were lots of rats and spiders. I stayed there all night. And then, the next night, the same thing happened."
The vizier's son was very upset. That evening he went to the vizier and said,
"Father, I want to thank you for arranging the marriage with the Sultan's daughter, but I have spent 2 nights in a cold, dirty cellar with rats and spiders. I don't want to spend another night there. Will you please speak to the Sultan? I want to end this marriage."
"It is not a good idea to end the marriage, my son," replied the vizier. "Don't worry, I will ask the palace guards to look after you both tonight."
"I'm sorry, father. I am very unhappy. I want to end the marriage now," his son said.
So the vizier went to see the Sultan.
Your Majesty, he said, I think someone used some magic. Some very strange things happened to my son and his bride, the dear princess. My son loves the princess very much, but he is afraid. He does not want to continue with the marriage. He asks you to end it.
The Sultan stroked his beard and thought about this for some time. He decided to end the marriage.
In the town, people were eating, drinking, and laughing together. Then they saw the vizier and his son. The two men were leaving the palace, and they looked very sad. A minute later, a messenger arrived in the market square.
Listen carefully to this news from the Sultan, he cried. The marriage of the royal princess and the vizier's son is over. All celebrations must stop now.
The people of the town were very surprised. Why was the marriage over? Why did the vizier and his son look so sad? What was wrong?